This is Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. Y'all ready for this? Today is Friday, December 20th, 2013. You're listening to KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska. I'm Shady Grove Oliver, and it is exciting to be back here again this year for another great basketball season here in Wrangell. The 2013-2014 season started December 2nd and goes through March. Coming up this week in Wolf Watch, we'll take a look at the game schedule for the Wolves and Lady Wolves. Stay tuned.
High school basketball season is here. Tune into KSDK this weekend as the Lady Wolves travel to Craig to take on the Lady Panthers. KSDK will carry the live play-by-play action, game time, 6:30 p.m. You can also follow the Wolves throughout basketball season by tuning in to KSDK Friday evenings for Wolf Watch.
Now we're going to take a look at the game schedule for this season. The ladies' varsity team travels to Craig for the first games of the season, which are tonight and tomorrow. You can tune in to KSTK for live coverage of those games starting at 6:30 p.m. both nights. The boys' varsity team stays in Wrangell to play Craig. You can head down to the gym at 6 p.m. both evenings to support the Wolves in person. December 27th through 29th, both the girls' and boys' varsity teams travel to Ketchikan for the Clark Cochran Tournament. The first face-off with the next-door neighbors is January 10th through 11th during Petersburg's homecoming. January 17th and 18th sees the Wolves heading down to Metlakatla and the Lady Wolves playing on their home court. Both the boys and the girls stay in town the weekend of January 24th and 25th to go head-to-head with Haynes. The games you've all been waiting for are scheduled for January 31st through February 1st, when Petersburg comes a knockin' for our homecoming games here in Wrangell. February 7th and 8th sees the boys traveling to Craig and the ladies staying here for a rematch. Hearts will be a thumpin' on Valentine's Day as the boys play at home and the girls travel to Metlakatla. Both teams travel to Haynes the weekend of February 21st and 22nd. Wrapping up the season, the Region 5 tournament is in Juneau this year from March 5th through 8th. State is in Anchorage March 17th through 19th, and that is the game rundown for Wolves basketball this season. Competitions and dates may change, and we'll keep you updated if there are any changes. Coming up next on Wolf Watch, we're going to hear portions of interviews I did with Lady Wolves coach Edna Knorr and Wolves coach Ray Stokes earlier this week. Stay tuned.
The broadcast of the Wrangell High School basketball season is made possible in part by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department. If a fire breaks out in your home while you're asleep, how will you know? Smoke and heat build quickly, making every second count. A working smoke alarm can alert you to the danger and make the difference between life and death. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home and replace the battery every year. This message brought to you by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department.
My name is Edna Bella Knorr. I grew up in Kodiak, Alaska. I played 4A ball all throughout high school. My main goal was to play college ball. That was short-lived after a series of concussions my senior year. So I figured I looked to a different route in pursuing my basketball career, and coaching is one of them. So I've coached little leagues here and there. The Lady Wolves will be the biggest coaching endeavor I've stepped into, even though it's a 2A school. But other than that, I still play basketball competitively. I've been playing competitively for over 12 years and counting. I moved to Wrangell here not too long ago. My husband is a local boy, so we moved down back here with his parents and our three-year-old daughter. So that's why we're here. And, you know, I love basketball, and I heard through the grapevines that the school was looking for somebody to coach, and I was just like, oh, okay, that's nice. And then I had a couple of kids heard through the grapevines that I had played in the past, And then it went from there to parents saying, hey, I heard you used to play. And, you know, and they got my husband. They went talking to him, and they're like, hey, I heard your wife used to play. And then, and now we're here. Full circle.
Now, you guys only have about 2 weeks of training under your belt, if I'm understanding your timeline correctly. And you're going into a game this weekend against Craig. So what are your hopes and expectations for this game?
Well, that's a big challenge right now because with volleyball, intersecting into the start of the basketball season, I had most of the girls on the team. We're on the volleyball team that just went to regions. So I had five girls to work on. And then so pretty much it's such a short window. Conditioning does play a big role into it. Right now, just learning the plays, I'm keeping it basic and simple as possible. That way, if I have to put you in there in a position where you're not comfortable with, you know exactly what you're doing and nobody's getting lost. And like I tell the girls on a daily basis, you know, I'm not here to make it impossible for you to learn how to play basketball or play the game. I'm here to teach you the fundamentals, teach you the game and how much fun it truly is. Like any sport you do, if it comes down to the point where it's not fun anymore, you know, you just lose the passion for it, you might as well stop playing.
What kinds of things do you think will most challenge your girls going into this first set?
Well, from what I saw last year's video on Craig's game, and from what I've heard is that the Craig team is a very small team, and these girls have been playing together for a very long time. And oftentimes when you get a ball club that have been playing for a long time, I mean, they just have this flow. You know, they don't have to look at each other to know that they're going to pass the ball to you. You know, so that's something I have ran through my girls that, hey, they've come together as a team. That's what we need to do. We need to come together, trust one another, because, you know, as teenage girls, I was one of them. You always wanted to be the right one. You know, when you're doing plays and somebody messes up, you're quickly the first one to say you're doing this wrong. And so we're trying to break that habit right now. You know, we want them to work together as a team. If somebody's off a little bit on the play, to go fill in and, you know, help them out, because we are a team and it shouldn't be somebody telling somebody, oh, you're doing this wrong. Besides that, I'm emphasizing on rebounding. We've got to really work on that and defense and, you know, and they can keep up. So other than that, you know, we'll just see how everything goes.
High school basketball on KSDK is brought to you in part by Audison's True Value, carrying a wide selection of hardware, including plumbing and electrical supplies, power and hand tools, lumber and building supplies, and houseware items from home decor to small and large appliances. Audison's is where customers will find sporting goods, commercial fishing gear, and automotive supplies. Audison's True Value. Start right, start here.
My name is Ray Stokes, coach of the Wrangell basketball team here in Wrangell.
So in my understanding, you have, is it one or two games that come up first and then you have a bit of a break before you play the rest of your season?
Yeah, we have Craig here December 20th and 21st. We just found out that they don't have enough JV kids that are eligible. I think they have enough, but apparently they didn't make grades or something. And so anyway, it'll only be a varsity game. We're still trying to get to piece together a little JV scrimmage or something for the younger kids. So, but that's this weekend, and then we go into Christmas break, and then right after Christmas break we go down to Ketchikan to the Clark Cochran tournament for a three-game tournament, and then Christmas break will be over shortly after that, and then we're in the full swing.
All right, so looking forward to this game in Craig. Since it's only going to be a varsity game, what kind of hopes do you have for this first match?
Well, they have a very large kid that bothered us last year, and we're smaller than we were last year. So that's one thing about our team. We're not real big. So that's a concern that I have. They're more, I'd say they definitely have more experience than we do, and maybe a few more pieces of the puzzle as far as just, you know, a basketball team. They do have a large kid, so we're missing that. But hopefully we can get scrappy, and if he gets it inside, have a few people on him to you know, bother him a little bit. But that's my biggest concern, is whether we can contain him, because like I said, last year he hurt us last year, and I'm sure he's better than he was then.
Looking at the practices so far, can you see any strengths that are coming out this early already?
I think the biggest strength is they're just such great kids. You know, I really do. They're just super nice, and everything. There's not a bad attitude. They work, and just, you know, they try. I think we can. I don't think they realize exactly what they're capable of right now, and I think they have a little bit more to give. But we got to try and get that out of them. But they're certainly willing, and like I say, they kind of like playing. We're not real good yet, but I'm more concerned in whether they're trying and whether they want to, and that seems to be pretty evident that they are.
At this point in this season, what do you guys focus on during your practices?
Well, there's so many things in such a short time to do it. But for the most part, so far, we've been working on an offense and trying to get that down. I think that's the hardest thing to do. But then last night, we were working on some defensive things, and I thought we'd be a little bit better than that than we are, to be honest with you. And so we're focusing now a little bit on some defensive things, and, of course, sprinkling, keep reminding ourselves of the offense. But probably the biggest thing, I think, more than anything, is just getting the most out of every one of them and getting to not be afraid and to try. I think some of them are a little tentative and shy, and, you know, they need to step up in that category. So we're working on that, and communication, and, you know, just positive. I shouldn't say positive, because they are positive, but I think just confidence, and getting them to feel some confidence. And if they do that, you know, I think they're going to be okay. I'm looking forward to it.
I never ask you about things for you. I'm usually asking about the kids. So for you as a coach starting this new season, what is your favorite thing about being a coach? Why do you do this year after year?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I've been, you know, raised around it my whole life. My dad coached for years, and matter of fact, where we're from, they're naming, dedicating the basketball court to him this season. So I've been around it forever, and I guess it's just kind of in my blood, to be honest with you. And had brothers that played, and then being around my dad's bench and watching him and being with teams when, since I was old enough to walk, it's just kind of part of me, I think. And then and the other part is I just love being around the kids and seeing them grow and mature. And probably the biggest thing, though, is after they're gone, I think, the relationship that I still try and have with them, and to see them to leave competitive sports and then go out and get jobs, and whether it be fishing or engineering or whatever, you know, just to see them mature and to succeed in life and have great families, that's probably the most satisfying.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wrangell Wolves basketball action on KSDK is sponsored in part by the Stikeen Sportsmen Association, supporting healthy youth activities in our community. The Stikeen Sportsmen Association says, "Go Wolves!"
Remember, KSTK will broadcast live coverage of all away games. You can head down to the courts and watch the home games in the high school gym. You can also check out live video streams of the games while you're tuning in to play-by-plays on the radio by going to www.ustream.tv/channel/wolvesbasketball. And tune in to Wolf Watch on KSTK every Friday before the Alaska Fisheries Report as we bring you updates, stats, and interviews with players and coaches. Good luck to the Wolves and Lady Wolves this season. See you next week.
Live coverage of the Wrangell Wolves basketball season is sponsored in part by the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge, a family-owned and operated business in Wrangell since 1984, offering rooms with a private bath, cable TV, internet, telephones, and courtesy van rides to and from the airport or ferry. Meals are provided for all room guests. For reservation information, the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge can be reached at 800-874-3613 or online at akgetaway.com.
This has been Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. See you next week and see you at the games. Y'all ready for this?